Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You are so anti these things.
Yeah.
Even when they become super popular in the greater Rochester area, you're the lone voice going, sucks, hate it.
Well, if it's what I think it is, it brings other problems into your yard.
So you say.
So I say, nature say.
So say, nature say.
Say it is.
Where?
Say, there it is.
Don't ever time it'll come and test you. One neighborhood in the city has discovered when things go bad, they go bad.
Yeah.
And even the laws of our great city, Thomas.
Yeah.
Apparently cannot fix what the problem is. Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, and we will jump right into it. Chickens are so hot right now.
What is with the chicken?
What is with the chicken?
What is with the chicken?
Why don't they make the whole plane out of the black box? At-home chickens, Tommy, living in suburban and urban backyards across the greater Rochester area.
So people are like building hen houses.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And they're filthy.
One of those coops... It's on Avery Street in the city of Rochester. Story on 10NBC says the chicken owner who lives there. Well, I mean, what would you call it?
Oh, Chicken Chuck?
A poulterist?
Yeah, there you go.
So that person who owns these chickens on Avery Street got a chicken license in 2023.
That's a thing.
I guess you have to have one in the city.
Yeah, I think you have to have like, I think your brother has or whatever.
Chicken license?
Just to eat.
So it's all legal. What they have at this home on Avery Street.
You got to let them know you're having
So you're licensed chicken.
You got it, yes. But they're all good to go. They are legal, no problem.
What's the problem?
Well, a year later, the problems actually began, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, neighbors on Avery Street say that this person got a rooster as well.
All right.
Which apparently is against the law.
So you can't breed?
Yeah. No.
Well, I only have the female chickens.
Now, I don't
no
know if the
roosters.
I don't know if the issue, Kimmy, is the breeding or if the issue is the noise the roosters
make. Well, yeah.
Could be.
Because the neighbors say that this rooster is now making
it up.
All kinds of noise all hours of the night.
Yeah.
One woman they talked to in the story on 10NBC says she can't even keep her windows open in the summer because 3 in the morning.
I will say the first time you hear it, it's kind of cool. But then it gets annoying like immediately after that.
Where did you sleep next to a rooster?
So two times we've had these Airbnbs when we've been on vacation.
Okay.
We were surrounded by loose chickens.
Really?
Twice. And... that goddamn rooster went off like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It went off. It's a chicken, man.
No, the rooster.
No, I got it. It's not like it's like a phone alarm.
Yeah.
Well, it's a dude.
Turn off that bird. All right, so the rooster going off.
Yeah.
Now you got me doing it. Then came the issues of the chickens getting out.
Yeah, so if they wander around.
You got it. Neighbors say the fence that was built on this home in Avery Street was not enough to keep them in. Totally ineffective. They say the chickens get out, end up in their yards, and crap all over their porches.
They also tear up your landscaping.
That did not get said in the story.
Well, I'm just a little side note.
Really? Did it happen to you?
Yeah, they ripped up my hostas.
What's a hosta?
It's a plant. Yeah. You have them around your
like the
house.
The big leafy ones.
Yeah. They're green. They're beautiful.
Everything's green.
They're green. They're beautiful.
Well, do you hear yourself right now in your track zone? Let me tell you about the hostas. What is a...
It's a plant.
Okay.
It's a decorative plant.
Long story short,
yes.
With the chickens, the police have been called 4 times.
The cops?
It seems like these chickens aren't very well contained.
They are not.
Chicken cop.
Kind of running the neighborhood.
Give me 4 times the cops have been called since 2024. The homeowner has racked up $1,000 in fines for the things that have gone wrong with the birds.
Oh, by the way, it's fixable. He could just pen them in and keep them in the coop.
By the way, he or she, we don't know, because whoever owns this house is not commenting to anybody in the media.
I think they're kind of just ignoring everything, including the fines.
They're not paying the fines either, and nothing has happened to them. So it's been a long time. These neighbors are fed up. They, and by the way, credit to the neighbors. They do say in this story, we don't want to be a problem, but this has become such an issue.
And I think that they're worried, like, with the chickens getting out, like, you know, if they're... They're almost kind of like worried about the chickens, you know?
What about the chickens?
Like, they don't want to see them run over or
it's not that. You're
wandering
gonna get...
in other people's yards, getting eaten by pets and stuff.
Yeah, but you're also going to get the foxes and the coyotes coming after the guy.
And I hear it's going to tie up your landscaping. Don't get me started about the chicken taxes.
Thank you.
The city has filed a petition to take the birds. But
wait, they're going to confiscate the birds?
I think the fines are the issue now, right?
I don't know what it is. But, Kimmy, we don't even know how long the process is for that to happen because they've been facing $1,000 in fines for like over a year. Bottom line is this. The people who live on the street, Avery, are stressing out, and they are fed up, and they say they just want their sanity.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. It's unnecessary.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is it time to end the backyard chicken experiment in the greater Rochester area?
Okay. It's not a farm. You're not a farmer.
Whatever you want to be a farm can be a farm.
No, you can't. You can't have a cow back there. You can't have a bull. You can't have a goddamn lamb.
We're just going to name animals until 10 o'clock
maybe you
now.
You can have a lamb.
That's how bad the show is going this morning. I'm exhausted. Paul writes us on Instagram. I love how Tommy is laughing just light enough to not leak out of his butt.
But I got to be careful. Very leaky.
Is that the goal today, to make you poop your pants?
Yes.
Sorry, you're saying that. By the way, he's having a colonoscopy. He didn't blow an O-ring or anything.
No. Well, we'll see.
Tommy Scopes. if the chickens were contained, it wouldn't be a problem. They're not
loud.
Well,
no, the rooster would still be a problem.
You're not supposed to have a rooster. But if you just have chickens and you contain them in your backyard, I don't think your neighbors are going to care.
But they spread disease. Chickens have disease. You make a face. These crazy-ass diseases start with the chicken.
That's not true.
Really?
Make a statement.
Bird flu.
Okay.
Well, bird flu comes from any bird.
Chicken pox.
No.
The Chicken Act of 1942.
That's not a disease.
Yes, it was.
The Chicken Act.
Yeah.
You came down with a bad case of the Chicken Act of 1942.
COVID.
What?
Passed through the chicken.
It did not.
We don't know yet.
None of these things happened. In fact,
RFK Jr. is looking into it.
I think it's a problem.
You're definitely going to poop your pants trying to do that. All right, let's walk through the positive and negatives.
There is a positive.
Can we stroll? Can we stroll through the positives
Please.
And negatives
stroll,
of the backyard
stroll,
chicken?
Do what you got
to
do.
Again, talking about the situation on Avery Street in the city of Rochester, this person legally has been able to own chickens since 2023. They've had them. The problem started, according to neighbors, when they got a rooster that's been making noise all throughout the night, they say. Then they say the chickens started getting out. The fence was not sufficient. The chickens are pooping on people's porches. Yeah. It's chaos out there. Homeowner has accrued $1,000 in fines for all the things that have gone wrong. The city has not seen that money yet. They filed a petition to take the birds, but we don't know how long that's going to take. All right. It seems the biggest positive for people who own backyard chickens.
Yeah.
And if you are one of these people, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, the eggs.
How many eggs do you need?
Well, Kimmy, you are in a chicken family.
Yeah, my brother and his wife have chickens.
I think you better legs.
Ew.
What?
Gross. I made a mistake. I'm going to pull my pants.
I know you're uncomfortable today. I'll give you a pass.
He is going to poop his pants.
Yes, he is.
You don't want that to happen.
No, no, we don't.
What's the over-under on time his pants
It's very
pooped?
Runny, man.
Ew.
All right, but no, Kimmy, you're a chicken aunt.
Yeah.
Chicken aunt?
Yeah, her brother has chickens.
Based on her legs.
Ew.
What was your question?
So your brother has chickens?
Yeah, he's got chickens, and they...
So they're always sick, right?
No,
with
they're
the
not
disease.
Always sick. They're
they got the COVID.
Sick.
Yeah, they came down with the Chicken Act in 1942.
Every time I go over there, they have like a dozen eggs ready to give us. It's nice.
So you get free. You get free eggs.
Free eggs.
All right.
And I'm assuming
$4.
Like, I'm assuming if you live next to somebody who has chickens, you're getting eggs all the time.
And I don't trust them eggs, man.
Why? Where do you think eggs come from? Chickens.
I know, but
what's the difference between a backyard chicken?
I mean, there could be some raggedy stuff in them eggs.
The pasteurization, I think. He doesn't know the word, but that's what he's trying to say. We pasteurize eggs. We get at the grocery store.
I don't care who blesses them. I just don't, you know, I don't want some kind of beak popping out of this shell.
So eggs from...
All of a sudden, my aunt was looking at me. Hey, what are you doing over there?
If there's no rooster, that would be impossible.
So the eggs...
I know you don't know.
They get from their chicken... They last a lot longer because they have like a coating on them.
Yeah.
that gets washed off if you buy them from the store.
Right. Okay, so the eggs is what gets people in it, but it also feels like, just based on the people I know that have the chickens, they start to see the chickens as family pets, right?
Yeah.
It's also a way for folks who lived out in the sticks that have had to move into the city or the suburbs to have a little piece of the farm they used to have, you know, where they are now. Even kids that grew up out in the country that moved to the suburbs, they get to have their chickens. Are they too much of a nuisance for the neighborhood? You're convinced, yes.
Yeah. Because we've had them twice in our neighborhood, and we've had nothing but problems with them.
Okay. But you're also very neurotic, and you look for problems and things.
I like cleanliness. I'm not a...
Says man who's got a brown streak running down his leg right now.
He's streaking up.
I am surprised you didn't invest in rubber pants today.
Maybe I did.
Madeira?
No.
No, I did not. No, look, I'm pro-backyard chicken. Not for me, for other people.
Yeah, but you were raised like this. It'll kind of just like garbage all over the place.
I get it could be a problem if they're getting into your yard. I'll give you that. I know that was an issue for you. But if they're just like contained in a fence in my neighbor's yard, I don't
know. It looks
what
ugly,
does it do
too.
To you?
They have that goddamn ugly looking hen house in there. Everybody else trying to keep the yard nice.
Some of them are really nice.
You got Tyson Farms breaking out over here.
My brother has a double-decker chicken coop. It is
huge.
How many
chickens he got?
Well, he built it a hot tub. One of them a hot tub.
But it like matches their house. It looks like a shed almost.
Okay. Does he have too much time on his hands?
They got a lot of stuff back there, yeah.
Okay. Look, here's the thing. It does seem
like...
got
a lot of projects.
Kimmy, I am pro-backyard chicken.
Yeah.
But it does seem like everyone who lives near someone with backyard chickens has a miserable experience.
Yeah.
Right?
And they smell.
Oh, near them, you're saying?
Yeah, like if your neighbor has chickens. I don't know. Everyone I've heard that lives next to someone with chickens complains about the chickens.
Well, you got livestock
has a... about?
The ass smell.
The smell, poop. The noise.
I've never smelled it. I don't think they really make a whole lot of noise.
Got no jokes now, Mr. Coop. Cool pants this morning. Lisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, my friend has chickens. They say you have to buy six at a time, and you don't know if they are male or female until they get older. They have one rooster. Ooh. So let's say I get the chicks, and I end up with a rooster. Do I like bring that to Lollipop Farm?
Yeah, I don't know what you do with it.
How does that work?
I have no idea.
Look, as much as they're...
Oh. What? I guess you'd kill it.
Well, can't...
It's a chicken.
No, I know, but like, is it legal to kill a chicken like in a suburban backyard?
Wegman does it every day.
Is that like Wegman's?
Yeah, same thing.
Do you have it coming out of your mouth? Are they doing a colonoscopy in your throat?
No.
Know what?
Go ahead,
yeah, poopy pants, do it. I dare you. It does feel like banning backyard chickens
is the way to go.
It would be an overreach.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't understand why people think it's necessary that you get to have chickens.
Whether or not it's necessary, I do own my property. Why can't I do what I want on
because
my property?
Because you can't do whatever you want.
This is not like, bro, I'm not hurting.
You can do whatever you want within the reasons of sanity.
All right, but here's the thing. You want to talk about what's allowed and what's not allowed.
Like, I'm pro. I don't want any exotic pets. Those
chickens,
go to the
chickens
zoo.
Chickens are native. Exotic. They're not exotic. Yeah. Chickens are native to our area. They are native to
you can't
the
walk
area.
It. It's exotic.
You can walk a chicken.
Okay, but you've said...
Hold on. Did you see that video of the chicken in jeans at the gas station on Instagram?
I did not.
Pretty badass.
What if
it's like you're walking Mick Jagger.
It really did.
I know you're anti-chicken, but there are some farm animals that I think you'd be cool living next to. Like, if your neighbor had a donkey,
Maybe a mini donkey?
You'd want that donkey gone.
No. But that's cute.
But a donkey would be way more annoying than chickens.
Probably.
He'd be watching all the donkey eggs hatch every morning. Look, I mean, if we want to talk about, you know... What should and shouldn't be allowed and what is a nuisance to neighbors, right? Like you, Tommy, love your landscaping, your shrubbery, your flowers, right? We talked on Friday about how fall allergies are the worst they've been in a long time this year. If your neighbor has terrible allergies living next to you, that would be a nightmare for all the stuff you put in your backyard. Should your backyard be regulated for their comfort?
Oh, for God's sake.
You like to smoke cigars in your backyard?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That smoke travels over the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Should Pittsford be able to regulate you smoking a cigar?
They don't
your
have
bed?
To. My wife does.
Okay, but
I have a designated area where I can smoke my cigars.
The chickens will not kill you.
Okay.
Secondhand chickens won't kill you. Secondhand smoke.
This is
will.
Your argument you're going to make. I can't. I'm smoking a cigar in the backyard. You got 17 chicken asses pewing up the neighborhood.
Pewing up the neighborhood. There are people that would be more bothered by the secondhand smoke drifting where their kids are playing than chickens running around their neighbor's backyard.
Well, how about if I don't get loose with my cigar?
Okay, how do you do that?
I get over the fence of not walking around your yard smoking my cigar.
252 WCMF. All this started with a conversation, an issue on Avery Street in the city of Rochester. Story on 10 NBC says the neighbors there, the person who owns the chickens, have had them since 2023. They are licensed to do it, but there have been problems. The coop is not sufficient to keep them in. They say they got chicken crap all over their yards and porches. They say that they have a rooster, which is making noise all hours of the night. The laws have fined this person who owns the chickens $1,000, but they haven't paid. They're trying to figure out what the hell they're supposed to do. Keith is on CMF. Hey, Keith, how are you, buddy?
I think these backyard chickens could be bringing the bears into downtown.
Wait, downtown bear?
We didn't have a downtown. We had a downtown cougar, maybe. We didn't have a downtown.
Oh, yeah. Cougar, my bad.
Come on, Keith. Come on, Keith. Try and keep up.
Cougar.
It could be bears, too. You never know.
All right, Keith, where you live, buddy?
Brockport.
All right, you're on. Okay, so you
got plenty of chickens out there.
You're in chicken land, Keith.
Chicken land.
Yeah, I'm sure they're around. I don't know of any in my neighborhood.
But. Okay. All right. Well, hey, great call, Keith. Getting the one animal we've seen in our city wrong. Thank you for the call. There goes Bear Cougar Keith. Look, there are two separate arguments here.
Okay.
The first argument is whether or not backyard chickens are a good idea, which you say no.
Right.
The second argument is whether or not backyard chickens should be made illegal, which is an overreach.
But here's the thing. If the guy or woman, whoever owns this, was just cool about it and just did the basic fundamentals of raising these chickens, it wouldn't even be an issue.
Well, that was my
point. They brought it on to themselves. So, like...
Right. If you just contained them, nobody would even know you.
If you just ran a clean operation.
Clean operation.
I run a clean operation. Not today. Normally I run a clean operation. But, like, you're just an ass.
So then why are you arguing to make them illegal if your point is if you can handle it, it should
because
be fine?
Because most of these people that own these chickens are slack asses. They want to live like it's, Appalachia with a rope swing and, you know, kids that...
So your neighbors that had them slack asses.
Dirty diapers running around.
So your neighbors that had chickens?
No comment.
Look,
what?
I will agree with you here.
What?
Folks who think they can handle this, get in over their heads.
You do.
It's going to be more expensive than you think.
Yep.
It's going to be more work than you think.
It's a lot of work, and it's like no day off.
And you're not going to have the experience you think you are, but that's not enough to make it against the law.
I understand.
No,
I understand.
Not because you still, it doesn't matter. We can sit here and you go, agree. And then as we get out of here, make them illegal. Lock them up.
Well, if you're not going to do it right, you gotta clip it.
But you can make the same argument for putting in a pool, a hot tub, buying a boat, all of those things. It's more expensive than you think.
Yeah.
Yes, it's nuance. It's more nuance. It's more work than you think. Should those things be illegal? A pool, a hot tub, or a boat?
You'll lose your license if you don't take care of it. You don't maintain things properly.
Same with the chickens.
All right. But my boat doesn't make noise unless I got it in the water. My hot tub doesn't make noise unless I'm drunk in it.
By the way, if you live next to someone with a hot tub, 1 o'clock in the morning, you hear it, especially.
Oh, his wife's out there?
By the way, the hot tub is always right next to like your neighbor's bedroom window, too.
Yeah, because you always put it on the corner.
Yes. So
wherever,
like,
you're doing it.
You can't tell me that pool filter or that filter for the hot tub doesn't So, yeah, it is a nuisance.
Okay. Ban it all. No fun.
I just love how you think you're you live like you're the only person in the world.
Doesn't everybody?
No. You can have the wherewithal to say this isn't the greatest thing in the world for me.
Wherewithal? What are you going to do with that?
Oh, my God.
Is that you're worried about other people?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bad things happen everywhere, Tommy.
Yeah.
The nicest hangouts in town can have an incident or two.
Yeah, you get a little blemish.
It makes them look not good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make that place dangerous.
No. However, it help.
Well, see, now you're doing it because some people don't want to believe that. And an incident we are just learning about today could have a negative effect on a place that simply does not deserve
it. Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Canandaigua.
Oh, yeah.
Happened last weekend. According to police, officers were called to a bar restaurant around 1:30 in the morning for reports of a fight.
Oh.
And it turns out it was a little scarier than just that.
What went down?
Please say. A 24-year-old man climbed on the hood of a car occupied by another person.
Oh, Jesus.
They then say he pulled out a knife and started kicking the vehicle's windshield.
Okay.
Hold the knife and kick him.
Yeah, which...
It's like a rocket.
What's that play about World War II? South Pacific? Not South Pacific.
Yeah, South Pacific.
The man was arrested, charged with a whole bunch of stuff. The good news, sounds like everyone's safe, no one was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But in a place like Canandaigua, this can be a big deal, especially when folks are out trying to enjoy the last weekends of nice weather in a beach town.
Yeah.
I got a question for you guys. And really, for everyone listening, if you can muster the strength after last night to dial your phone and call us at 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, you're at a bar.
Yeah.
You're having a good time. You hear a commotion outside.
Mm-hmm.
You see a man standing on the hood of a car.
Yeah.
Kicking a windshield, brandishing a knife. Is that the end of your evening at that bar?
Probably.
Why?
Well, I'm inside. He's outside.
Yeah, you got it.
You're watching
inside.
It from the window.
Yes.
I mean, I'm probably not... I guess I would probably stay. I mean,
all right,
if my wife is there, she's going to want to go.
Okay.
If I'm there by myself, I'll probably stay.
Okay. Kimmy?
You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
You're just in a bar. I figure it's going to sort itself out by the time I'm done.
Same question.
Yeah.
Kick in the windshield, knife in his hand. Yep. Are you staying or leaving?
Yeah. If it's happening outside, I'm probably staying.
You guys are a couple of drunks, you know that?
Only because, don't you want to stick around and talk about it with everybody?
That,
you know,
for sure.
We all have to discuss what just happened here.
Okay, you're right. You don't want to miss the gossip, and I think that's fair.
And all bars, any place that sells alcohol, whether it's high-end or the lowest skid bar, has issues because of booze. Like, you can't really judge a joint on that because, you know, alcohol just changes people. And I've seen it. You've seen it. Nice joints, bad joints. Yeah.
Look,
it happens.
Everything you are saying, I 100% agree with. But here's where this conversation takes a turn.
What's that?
Because I asked you if you were already at the bar and you saw this.
I'm anchored in.
Yeah, you'd stay, no problem.
Yeah.
You read about this at a place you like to go to.
Mm-hmm.
You going back to that place?
I am going to hide it from my wife. But I really like the joint. I want to go back.
But, bro.
Look. And we don't have a ton of joints to choose from. No. You know, we're a smaller town.
I understand. But I also think that you may be overestimating how cool you are, because I know you, man.
But I kept going back to the same bars.
Yeah, but you never went to any bars where there were problems.
Are you kidding me?
Like, well, since I knew you.
Those bars had problems. Every one of those bars had problems. One of those bars, two people you and I both know got into a fist fight out back.
They did?
Yeah. You kind of know these people.
Okay.
And
you
one of these
know,
guys,
Kimmy.
One of these dudes was notorious in this town for being a major, major badass.
Right.
And he, by the way, both guys, high-end business dudes.
Yeah.
In suits, walked outside and started throwing hands.
Yeah, but that's
like if you would have walked in and saw two guys, you know, what I would say probably Hickey Freeman's or even like Adrian Jewell's suits throwing hands at 11 o'clock at night.
But that's a classy fight.
Very classy. Very jingly, too, with all the bling they had on. But you know what I mean? Like, it just, alcohol just, it's alcohol, man. It has nothing to do with, because I would hate to see a joint get shafted over this.
No, I agree with you. And I guess that's what I'm getting at here with the story on Canandaigua last weekend. It can take just one random incident for folks to get weird about going into a place. And like you said, you can't control who walks through the door. Mm-hmm. You can't background check everyone that's ordering a drink. Like, how many, okay, I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
How many incidents in a six-month period before you two decide a place is no longer for you?
I mean, if it's really getting bad.
Does it have to be every weekend? Because once a month over 6 months? Like, how bad is it? And what is bad to you? Is it bad? Is it getting bad?
Like, I guess when a weapon shows up, like a knife or a gun, that's a big difference.
That's what happened here?
That's more of a, because most of these fights are just pushing and shoving, you know, and they're more loud than they are anything. Right?
Sure, yeah, especially if you got two guys wearing Adrian Jewel suits. Yeah. Those guys are always loud.
Well, yeah, but they like to promote, too. I would say a weapon. Weapon would be the game changer.
Okay, so and then in this story, it's a game changer because he's got a knife and he's kicking. He's kicking with a knife.
But he didn't use it. He was just brandishing it, waving it around.
But the weapon did show up. I mean, it was there.
But he didn't stick anybody.
Okay, it sounds like he may have had he not had a windshield between he and the victim.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
I mean, Kimmy, how many incidents in a six-month period?
I feel like in my 20s, like, it would not have bothered me. Like, I feel like I went back to bars where there were fights and stuff going on. Fights that, like, spilled out into the parking lot. You'd go back. But I think, like, now, let's say I was going somewhere new for the first time and something like that happened or there was an incident. I'd be much less likely to go back to that place and give it another try.
All right, we got Instagram messages coming in. Again, we're talking about the story that happened last weekend out in Canandaigua. Police were called to a bar restaurant around 1:30 in the morning for a fight. When they got there, they say a 24-year-old man had climbed onto the hood of a car with another person inside, then pulled out a knife and started kicking the vehicle's windshield. Police arrested him, charged him with a whole bunch of stuff. Doesn't sound like anyone was hurt. Mm-hmm. But this is the type of thing in a town like Canandaigua, depending on where this is, that could keep people from going back to a place like this.
Do you also pay attention to how the bar staff handles it? Like, would that also sway your... Mm. Like, if they act like this is just a normal thing, like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so.
I think if the cooler they are, the more calm I will be.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they start to freak, now I'm it's okay, what do you know that I don't?
But I can see them starting to freak if this is an unusual thing to happen there.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, at the bar, if the crew is cool, and maybe they throw you... You know, went on the house. Hey, come on. Just to keep everybody cool.
You literally just said it's not their fault.
Right on the house.
Okay.
Just to keep everybody cool.
Are you calling around on the house?
On them, yes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing you now, around on the house. This is you. What are you, a marionette? No, that's not what I'm like. God, I'm
so the one thing that would bother me, and I just thought about this.
What?
Like, because we're talking dudes, right? But if I saw, like, two chicks, like a girl fight.
Yeah.
For some reason, that's going to change my mindset differently than when I see a couple of guys.
About to be a what?
Girl fight.
Thank you. Why?
I think it would be more disturbing to see two girls really go at it.
What, like a heavyweight title fight?
Just like, you know, girl fights can get really ugly.
Yeah, but look.
And they're like adult women. They're not like kids.
I got it.
That would probably stick with me more. First of all, you don't see it very often.
But I'm not scared of a female fight. If there's no weapons, I'm not scared of it.
It disturbs me. It just does. The whole thing bothers me.
You're weird, man.
What?
I get that you would be threatened by it. Like, if you got caught in that tornado, you could get seriously hurt. So maybe that's what the difference is. I would much rather, not that I want to see any fight, but if I had to choose a fight, I'll take a chick fight over a guy fight.
Because you think you could break up a girlfriend.
I'm not breaking up anything. I just know that
I can't.
I'm not trying to.
Those are two battling cats, man.
What I'm getting at is, if a fight breaks out with a couple of dudes, it's not out of the question that there's collateral damage. If a chick fight breaks out, and there's no weapons, I like my odds of staying safe better with the women.
How? Mm-hmm. You don't even know how it's going to go.
Well, I could keep.
And you can't put
your
hands on
them.
No, I'm not. What?
I said you could get a rogue elbow.
Yeah, but they're soft elbows. They're lady elbow.
I don't know. Sharp elbow.
I don't know, man. I don't like it.
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. Sabi writes us on Instagram. I hope I'm saying that right. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, for the bar scenario, I don't think it would bother me. When I lived in Alabama, crazy things happened all the time at my favorite dive bar.
And that was church.
Once a guy came out and yelled, anyone got any cocaine? And I watched a guy do a bump and yell back, not anymore. It was hilarious, and I still went back to it. I think as long as it doesn't happen to me, I'd be willing to go back. Open cocaine, I think, would stop me.
Well, from Southern bars, man, it's just a different vibe.
We've been to Southern bars.
And they're scary.
Even in Southern bar, open cocaine, I'm not going back.
Oh, the drugs wouldn't bother me.
Open cocaine at the bar.
Well, you got to open it to do it. Okay. What, are you going to leave it in the baggie all night?
What I mean is, if you're not going in the bathroom to do cocaine, I got questions. Like, one, why is nobody else alarmed that this person's openly doing cocaine
at a bar?
I mean,
it depends what kind of bar you're at. Yeah, if you're at some high-end joint or cutting up lines, yeah. But if you're in some, you know, dump.
No, but if you're allowing cocaine openly,
yeah,
there's other issues bubbling below the surface.
Well, you don't think about that at the time.
That's the first thing I would think
what
about.
What else could happen?
I don't. What do you mean, what else could happen? This guy is doing cocaine right here.
Yeah. I mean, the drinks are still fun. The Jack Daniels is going to taste the same either way.
Run out of house. Out of house.
All the way around.
All the way, everybody.
Touch them all. Let's
do
it.
You do it. Touch them all.
Double shot of crown all around.
252 WCMF. Man, we are. It's Unique Name Monday.
Who you got?
Marnell?
Yep.
He? She?
She.
She is on CMF. Hey, Marnell, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I have been traveling around the world for the last 25 years.
Around the world? Marnell.
Touch them all,
Marnell.
I've seen most everything, but I'll tell you what, Canandaigua is unique. It is the most unique place that I've ever been or lived. You find that...
Marnell.
Talk like that around the world?
I'm sorry. You find that stuff happening all the time. We have a street that used to be called Blood Alley because it used to have a butcher shop there. Now it's just full of these dangerous dive bars. But that stuff happens all the time. And I could name a few people that would regularly do something like that.
Yeah, don't do that. No, you got to stay out of Blood Alley. You could lose your Yeti out there in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are funny. Thank you so much for still being on the air after all this time.
Right, what'd you hear?
Yeah, what's going on? It's not a good week for radio people in Rochester, Marnell. Let's not be making jokes here.
Why is it not a good week for you guys?
I tell you what, just Google it. I don't got the time. Just Google it. Marnell, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Jane. What? Go ahead.
She doesn't sound like somebody that's been around the world.
What is that?
Why?
She just doesn't.
She's got a unique name.
Bro.
What?
I don't know if being full of laxatives makes you an extra catty bitch, but it's happening
know,
right now.
I know.
Like, you got to get a colonoscopy.
I've been all around and wear young, Blood Alley.
There ain't no Blood Alley.
No, I've heard that story before, and I always laugh when people in Canada go, it's dangerous out here, man.
Yeah.
Watch your back. You got Siamese cats on leashes. Are there bars you two will no longer go to because of incidents?
Yeah, I think at this point. Like, I experienced enough of them in my 20s where even if it changes names and owners, I think I'm just done with that location.
Yeah, I think you age out of bars.
So it's age.
Yeah, well, because you just don't want to deal with that crap anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're beyond it.
All right. Can we play the generation game for a second?
Sure.
All right. Kimmy, tell me if you think I'm wrong. When we were coming up drinking, there was a draw to a semi-dangerous bar.
A dive bar.
Yeah. Or you kind of thought that was like the norm.
Yes.
You know, I don't know.
Like, Lord knows, the town of Greece, when we were coming up, Kimmy had a couple of them.
Yep.
We went in there, no problem.
And you also stayed out a lot later to see all that stuff, too.
It doesn't seem like the newest generation of drinkers feels the same way we felt about Dangerous, because Fairport has become this nice new entertainment district, a safer, quote, place to be, to go hang out. And I'm not criticizing them. You do you, right? Go drink where you want. But it is a little strange.
They want shiny and new,
kind of,
as opposed to, like, that... bathrooms, places that have bathrooms with no doors.
Exactly. Like, that sense of danger does not appeal to this generation for drinking. Like, they want to wear their polo shirts and their really, really, really short khaki shorts.
Yeah.
With their hat with a golf course on it. were we dumb or are they soft? Which one is it?
We're probably dumb.
So they're not soft.
I always give
have
like the next.
Have you seen how short the shorts are?
I don't know. I always give the next generation a little more credit.
Okay.
Well, at least they have clean bathrooms.
That's one thing.
Like, I can remember for years. Ugh. I couldn't think of a bar that had a bathroom. Like, if you would have walked in the middle of the day, going, I walked in here and went to the bathroom.
Okay.
Place is a stall.
Just finding a place with a working toilet sometimes was a win.
Okay. How about the joint you went into where it was so packed, there'd be two drunk girls in there
trying to
go to the bathroom, and there's seven guys.
Okay, but here's the thing. I get Kimmy being upset about having to go to the bathroom because she's got to sit. Bro, guys don't have to worry about bathrooms.
Yeah, you guys can pee anywhere.
It just grosses me out.
You are such a sissy.
I feel like everywhere I used to go, you would expect a sticky floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Like where your shoes just...
Yeah.
Which sucks for you guys because the pants got to come down. Like, you got to do that measure between the knee above the ankle.
Yeah, but they're good at that stuff.
What age are you done with bars completely? Because, Tommy, you don't go out much anymore.
No, we go out, but we do, like, happy hours, like 4 to 6.
Kimmy, you go out, but you're in the perfect spot for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're walking.
Kind of got, like, more neighborhood-style bars.
So, like, the older you get, does it come down to where you end up living? Because, like, in Canandaigua, there are lots of people who live in neighborhoods that are walking distance to that entertainment district. Right? I have no bars within walking distance of my house.
You're in a no-man's land.
It sucks, though. Because, like...
Where are you going? What time you got to go to a goddamn bar?
No, but the point I'm making is, on like a Saturday or Sunday, if I was within, you know, if I lived in like Gates where I grew up, I could walk to one of three bars.
Yeah.
I think if I had an easily walkable or Uberable bar near me, I would still go out for a few on a Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday, one of those nights a week.
I mean, you still could. It'd just be a longer ride.
No, I mean, bro, it's such a hassle.
That's a hassle.
No, I mean, it really is.
You sound like me now. Too long. I'm not going to sit in a goddamn car for 22 minutes. And they're running the goddamn meter, and he's not even moving.
I think the closest bar to me is the Salvatore Saloon in
That's not really a bar.
It is, actually. I like
it. Pizza joint.
No, it's a saloon. Did you not hear me say saloon?
I heard saloon.
Did you?
It sounded like I could kick it open to swing doors, and there's guys playing poker.
That is a thing that happens in the saloon.
And everybody turns around and looks at you.
Those cards are marked.
They all missed.
Doof, no, those are your pants right now waiting at your colonoscopy.
I'm getting very messy.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. The ladies are showing up talking bars, buddy.
Okay.
Sherry's got the last word on CMF. Sherry, what's up?
Hi, guys. I just want to say you're killing me with the short shorts and the polos and all of the younger generation wanting to go to those brand new bars like they're scared to go into a dive bar. I totally agree. I'm 47. I love me a dive bar any day of the week. Any day.
All right, Sherry, when you were coming up,
that's why she's Sherry, no Cherry.
For God's sake.
But she still got the box of Cayman.
Sherry.
Yeah, I have a motorcycle that's named Sherry's Cherry.
Sherry, where did you grow up?
In Irondequoit.
Okay, where were you?
She grew up fast, bro.
Will you let the woman answer the question? Sherry.
Loose on the Ridge.
What bars were you hanging out in coming of age?
All
early
of them.
20s?
Oh, goodness. You're going to make me name them now?
Just give me one. Give me your favorite one.
My favorite? Oh, God.
Okay, this is not looking good for you when you can't even come up with one bar. I went to so many bars. Alma Harley.
Oh, a dive bar. I guess I'll say, it's not around anymore. What is it called now?
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm just going to take an apple.
What was it called?
I don't remember. You guys.
She was so jacked up on Jack Daniels. It ate her brain.
Oh, my God. I'm completely drawing a blank.
All right, well, Sherry, listen. I want you to think about it. When it comes to you next week, give us a call back, okay?
Okay. Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye, Sherry.
You know, she still smells like Jaeger bombs.
Those young kids are soft. Where'd you drink? I don't remember.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
A man who is so new to this team that he needs GPS to get to the stadium that day walks the Ravens off at home last night. A 41-40 unbelievable victory in prime time last night in Orchard Park. The Bills scored 16 points in the final 4 minutes to win that game.
That has to be the best game of the season. They can't top that.
That may be like NFL-wide the game.
That was the best game of the year.
Which is weird because, you know, Baltimore has a penchant for losing these games in prime time because it was the same story last year against Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't they open it up and it came down to the last minute and there was like
is
a drop touchdown pass?
Close games, Kansas City? I can't remember.
I think so. For God's sakes, we did it, everybody.
Yeah.
And today, let's not focus on the tape or what the defense looked like. Let's just enjoy the
win. Yeah, let's not be negative. Let's be positive. Positive stuff today.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. I'm positive about one thing.
What's that?
You don't know ball, son.
I'm not taking your bait, bro.
Why don't you shut up, drink your butt juice. We got some picks to get to.
It's delicious.
Tommy made his first Tommy Tells Like It Is picks Friday. We now have to see how it went. Kimmy, are we ready?
Ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. Mule excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Here is Tommy's first pick from Friday on CMF. Over-under, 1.5 rushing touchdowns for Josh Allen.
Ooh. There's too much on the line. And this is a primetime must-win game right out of the gate. The kid's going to be fine.
It's not a must-win game.
Asked me my opinion.
No, but you say false things.
He's pushing his ass in twice, bro. He's pushing his own ass.
That's even difficult.
Well, here's his
ass. With a football in his hand, too.
You see his ass?
Yeah.
He pushes it in all the way in. He's in that end zone twice as a rushing touchdown.
Okay.
He'll get his two.
So to be clear, you are over 1.5 rushing touchdowns for Josh Allen. Okay.
He has to step up, man. This is it.
All right, last night, out the gate.
Step up he did.
Last night, out the gate.
It was the weirdest Josh Allen night of all time. Because at halftime, he was like hovering around 120 yards passing. He had like
nothing
no
was working.
Rushing. Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. You blink in the second half.
It clicked.
Josh Allen threw for 394 yards. He threw for two touchdowns and then added two more on the ground. 1-0.
Damn.
And I believe
he broke
the Bills record on that too.
He now is the record holder for the most rushing touchdowns in Buffalo Bills franchise history. And to put that in perspective, the record holder before last night was Thurman Thomas, Hall of Famer. Played 12 years in a Bills uniform to rack up 65 rushing touchdowns. Josh, in less than 8 years as a quarterback, has eclipsed him.
Thurman's got to be pissed.
Thurman was there clapping his hands all excited.
I know, he's got to play the game, but he's got to be pissed off, man.
Josh, I mean, you had to have known it was going to happen, though. I mean, he was that close.
By the quarterback? Yeah.
Josh Allen is 8 rushing touchdowns away from tying Cam Newton for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in NFL history.
And I called it, baby.
Man, that I'm going to argue that was the greatest Josh performance we've ever seen.
Oh, come on.
He stayed so calm, cool, and collected.
It's the greatest quarter he's ever played.
That's fair. But even like
with that much pressure coming down to like a few minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. He was just cool as a cucumber, man. Did you say quitting?
If I'm him, I'm quitting.
Why? What are you quitting?
I start working on next week's
play. Going out on top.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I thought you meant after that performance, you're done playing football.
Yes.
It's a bit better than that. All right, you're 1-0, buddy. Congratulations.
All right. Nice.
All right, let's get to our second pick from Tommy Friday, on CMF. Over under 100 total yards for Bills running back James Cook.
Cooksey is going to be running pissed. And you don't want to mess with a guy that's pissed. And he's out to prove something. And I think this dude is going to light it up.
No
matter what you think about him, I think the kid earned the money and they didn't give it to him.
Okay.
And now he's going to show you why you should have paid him.
There are those who argue once you get paid, these players that take it back a gear. Like it's, you know,
that's not how he runs, bro.
No?
This Cook runs hot. That stuff is hot. He's going to run hot. He's going to get 100 yards all purpose.
100 all purpose yards.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
the kid's going to put on a show.
Okay. So to be clear, you are over 100 total yards for Bills running back James Cook.
Yeah.
Hot!
Did he get 2 touchdowns last night?
James Cook rushed for 1 touchdown.
Oh.
Not his best night on the ground, 13 carries for 44 yards.
Yeah, but in the air.
He had 5 catches yesterday.
Yeah.
The first 4 went for 7 yards.
Total?
The last one went for 51. You got it.
He wasn't sure.
No, he wasn't. 102 total yards.
The toast.
For James Cook.
Delicious apple juice.
Can you not add 58 plus 44, 102 total yards? That's the first time Josh Allen. James Cook has had over 100 all-purpose yards against the Baltimore Ravens.
Called it.
And they needed every single one.
I felt it, man.
Felt it by ass.
I told it.
Bro, you were in bed by halftime.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, great.
Well, that in the toilet. Oh, my God. It's the greatest day ever.
A Mule post-game excuse money. Yeah, there's nothing that could ruin this moving forward, right?
Well, there...
Tommy is 2-0.
Yeah, I'll take a crazy game like this.
Sure, sure, sure.
I'm going to call this a sweep.
By the way, crazy game is the reason.
Call it a sweep.
What? Crazy game is the reason why you hit on those first 2 ones. Had the Bills done what any other NFL team did, you'd be going 0-4 today. But that starts now.
Wow.
2-0, Tommy. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy Tells It Like It Is here on CMF. Ooh. Over under 250 yards passing from Lamar Jackson.
I mean, he could have a good day.
He could.
And 250 is not like 300, so yeah. He
Hold on, wait, let me Google that. No, he's right. 250 is not 300.
Yeah, so if he got 250, I'm comfortable with that.
So are you over or under?
I'll take a C here over.
Oh, what happened?
C
what
here.
Happened? Give me all I heard.
252.
I heard all you got to do, push him down. Defense is easy.
No big deal.
Yeah, but I don't think 252.
250 yards is a hell of a game for an NFL quarterback, especially.
Your brother said 300 is pretty pedestrian now in this. And that's from Buckle Up Brian.
So you are over.
Yeah, a little taste.
250 yards.
Hey,
passing.
I give the kid a little taste. It's a little gift from me to Lamar Hunt.
Okay. Lamar Jackson.
One of them.
Lamar Jackson last night.
Yeah, what do you do?
He was very efficient. 11 of 19. He threw for 2 touchdowns. The Bills sacked him twice.
Yeah.
But he only threw for 209 yards. They rode Derrick Henry, much like I suggested they would, as you said on Friday. Oh, no, I forgot that guy. By the way, I mean, look, we love Lamar Jackson on this show.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
When they were up that much, I was kind of like, you know what? Maybe they deserve this one. I was like talking myself into feeling better about the Bills losing to them because they've never been a team I hate.
No, I know
just,
what you mean.
You know,
they seem to be nice guys.
But the reason I bring this up is Lamar Jackson had a better day on the ground numbers-wise than he did through the air. He averaged more yards per carry than he did per throw. He had 70 yards rushing.
There were a couple times where I was like, oh, yeah, they sacked him. Oh, no, they didn't.
No, they did not. God, it was so frustrating. But then again, same thing, Kimmy. Like, every time I see that, I have to think to myself, Josh does that to teams all the time.
Yeah, right.
How upset can you get? Yeah. All right, you're 2-1.
All right.
2 picks to go. You could still finish it positive.
Yeah.
Let's get to our 4th pick from Tommy on a Mule post-game excuse Monday on CMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Do the Bills win this game? And if they do, do they do it by 2 points or more?
Hmm. So do I think they win?
Yes.
Well, I'm saying they have to win. There ain't no will they win.
No, they don't have to. And again, they could lose. They could lose this game.
Oh, they could lose, but they better not. Better not lose.
Do they win?
Oh, they win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they win by 2 or more points?
That's a points thing you're talking about. Are you asking me am I seeing big things?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, I'm seeing big things, buddy.
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a prime time crab cake. Baltimore is going to get blown out. Blew out. I'm calling blowout. I'm saying they're going to hit it by 10. Technically.
No.
No.
It was a blowout because they had them by 15 points, and they allowed the Bills to come back and win that game.
I don't know how you're spinning this. It doesn't make sense.
It's kind of a blowout.
No.
Because you had them.
No, it was
and you blew it.
No.
Can we say that Baltimore blew a lead?
That's not a blowout.
That's not
what
you meant.
Can we say they blew the lead?
Yeah.
Sure.
And then time ran out.
But there wasn't a 10-point win.
Blowout.
No.
Time running out. The ball goes through the pipes.
The pipes? That basketball ring?
Thing.
The Bills were getting blown out.
And they turned it around. It's a turnaround blowout.
You know what's funny? Is we were talking
about this show.
Not you. I'll tell you that right now with your leaky butt this morning. Kimmy, we talked about how earlier in the week, the Bills were 1.5 favorites at home.
Yeah.
And how that was a slap in the face. It moved to the Bills being 1.5 dogs at home, even bigger slap in the face. But even had it not moved, you wouldn't have covered.
Yeah.
You would not have covered a 1-point win.
Doesn't matter.
All right. But
crazy league, man.
You're 2-2. So you got one more pick here to get above 500.
But we really don't know about that.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, but I'm going to say we
know. We know.
I mean, we don't know, but we know.
You don't know until the votes are in.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
Not so fast, buddy. You've been talking these stupid corners all week.
Yes,
and
I have.
Say they don't matter. They don't matter.
What does that mean? Right. That's not a bonus pick.
I know.
No, I'm just going to say, anybody can play that position.
Anybody can play corner.
Yeah.
Did you watch?
And I say one of those corners will make player of the week. Whoever they put in there, one of those corners will be player of the week.
You think that a Bills corner will be NFL, AFC defensive player of the week?
I'll say yes.
So to be clear.
Yeah, let's be clear on this.
Your bonus pick.
Yeah.
Is one of the Bills' corners is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week come Wednesday.
Unbelievable what these kids can do.
Go ahead.
You want me to do it?
Well, all right, let's
talk. We don't officially know.
Let's talk this through. We don't know who got it.
We can assume.
We can absolutely assume because Christian Benford, although one of the best corners in the NFL, had his hands full last night.
That's not fair to that kid.
That one-handed DeAndre Hopkins catch was over Christian Benford. And, what are you going to do there?
Right.
The Bills last night. Started against the Baltimore Ravens, one of the best offense in the NFL. Rookie sixth-round pick Dorian Strong, opposite Christian Benford.
Yeah.
Strong man. His stat line last night, 2 tackles. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. He performed very admirably for a rookie sixth-round pick.
Yes.
I mean, you noticed he was out there because they were doing kind of what they wanted. That's not his fault. He was not drafted to be put in that spot on opening night.
You can't blame the kid.
He ain't winning offense, defensive player of the week.
How about rookie pretty good award?
You mean rookie of the year?
Rookie of the day.
I mean, Ed Oliver.
Rookie of the day?
Ed Oliver had a good game, but I don't think he's making players.
He's not a corner.
Oh, I thought he said defensive
player. No, he said corner.
He said corner specifically.
I hope it. Ed Oliver could be defensive player of the week. He had a forced fumble. He had a couple of tackles for loss. I mean, Ed Oliver played out of his effing mind. I know. Look, I was at the stadium all day yesterday, so I didn't get to see any other football.
Mm.
But the bottom line is, you lose. All right, so you start off the season 2-3.
Not bad. That's a tough game to call.
I love how you're now super happy with below 500 all the time.
I got 2 picks.
Always am.
2 got it. All right, we will have our good buddy from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus at the game last night with the rest of us. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He was actually there later than everyone having to do actual work.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if he gets his ass up.
Mm.
Dan Fates, hot takes, chesty, please keep it down. Dan Fates, just after 9 o'clock here on a post-game Monday in the break room on CMF.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.